For most of the past century, the building that sits on the southwest corner of Fresno and G Streets in downtown Fresno has been passed down from generation to generation.
In 1933, when Prohibition was repealed, my father and an uncle came here and started the Cosmopolitan Tavern. Previous to that, it was a boarding house.
That was Gary Lanfranco, owner of the Cosmopolitan Bar and Grill. His father passed along the restaurant to him in 1968.
What are you having today, sir?
I'll try the Bronx Bomber, actually.
The eatery serves up everything from tri-tip sandwiches at lunch to Giovanni's gnocchi at dinner.
Your total is $13.58. Credit or debit?
Credit.
In 1998, Gary's son Joseph joined him in serving old-time Italian cuisine, hoping to carry on the family's legacy.
He's the fourth generation, and he's really the driving force behind it now. He's the reason that we're still in business, and he does a great job.
But the restaurant's fate now lies in the hands of someone outside the family, the California High-Speed Rail Authority. The reason?
We're being displaced, actually.
The Cosmopolitan lies in the path of a planned underpass along the impending high-speed rail corridor.
They're extending the Fresno Street underpass, and I believe the infrastructure of the underpass will be taking a portion of the front of our building. And it's supposed to be a big project, and it's supposed to be coming soon.
The rail system's first phase, a 29-mile segment from Madera to downtown Fresno, is scheduled for completion by 2018. The cost? Just under $1 billion. Construction was supposed to begin this fall, but is now expected to begin in 2014. But that's not stopping the High-Speed Rail Authority from moving forward. In April, the authority sent out 150 offers to businesses along the first stretch, ranging from mom-and-pop restaurants to large-scale manufacturers. A total of 51 offers have been agreed upon. The Cosmopolitan was one of many businesses offered a buyout.
I've received an offer, and I haven't settled on it yet, because it isn't really enough for me to replace what I have.
Not enough money is exactly why Valprint, a 60-year-old print and design firm located one block north of the Cosmopolitan, has hired a Fresno-based appraiser. They, too, are trying to fight for a better deal than was initially offered by the High-Speed Rail Authority.
Ideally, we would like to have to be able to consolidate our operation into one building, you know, which would mean they would have to acquire our existing building here, too. And that's under consideration right now because relocating our distribution center, you know, maybe a mile, two, three, 4 miles away is going to be it's going to incur more costs and it's going to be not as quite as efficient.
That was Jack Amirian, the owner of Valprint. He says the bullet train will knock out the company's warehouse and two of his rental properties. He says the rail authority offered him $430,000 for the warehouse, but the building is worth more than $700,000. Amirian, who supports high-speed rail, says his biggest concern about the process is that he might have to go into debt to reestablish his business.
Our issue is really to try to find comparable properties that we can either acquire or build, and we're way off on the price to do that because we don't feel that we should have to incur additional debt to replace those properties.
The rail authority is negotiating with Amirian to work on a comparable deal. Diana Gomez, the Central Valley Regional Director for High Speed Rail, says that offers and negotiations with businesses and property owners along the first leg of construction are going well.
Our goal is to try to work with everybody as early as possible so then they can be relocated, you know, somewhere within the city and maybe not lose any downtime.
Gomez says the High Speed Rail Authority has every intention to work with those impacted by the bullet train.
Our goal is to minimize, you know, the impacts and assure them that, you know, we want to do what's right, you know, by every single property owner that's impacted.
She also says the Economic Development Corporation for Fresno County has been a partner in finding new homes for those in the region being relocated.
That's one of the reasons that we got involved, is to ensure that those businesses have an advocate that can help them through that process.
That was Leanne Eager, president and CEO of the EDC, whose goal is to retain business in Fresno County. She says the group is working with every business along the corridor to not only find new locations, but to make sure negotiations with the rail authority are fair.
We contacted the High-Speed Rail Authority and the City of Fresno and the County of Fresno and said, you know, let's look at working together to make sure that we keep our businesses here.
Back at the Cosmopolitan, Gary Lanfranco and son are facing an uncertain future.
Our soup of the day is clam chowder today.
With construction looming, not only is he looking for a new building, he's on the clock to find one soon, so he isn't forced to close even temporarily.
I'm afraid by being closed for a period of time until I can reopen someplace, I'm going to lose some really good help. And that's difficult. All these things are very, very difficult. The high-speed rail people, I just don't think they understand the situation for some people, you know, especially with a history like we have. We're doing well in an area that we're not supposed to be doing well in.
He fears that his customers may not come back, not because of a lack of loyalty, but rather lack of parking.
Well, I need a building approximately the size that I have, 5,000 square feet. I need a parking lot that'll park approximately 40 cars, and I need no debt. It's exactly what I have now.
But despite all Lanfranco's fears about the coming change, he says he's not going to fight the bullet train.
I'm a big boy. I'm resigned to the fact. I'm willing to make it work as long as the state helps me make it work. I'm not out to make any money off this thing. I just want to stay whole.
Lanfranco says he hopes to know more about the Cosmopolitan's new location in the coming months. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.